Morning Watch, Day 4. The Will of God, Week 4. Living a Life According to God's Heart and Will. Related Verses. John 4:23-24. But an hour is coming, and it is now, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truthfulness, for the Father also seeks such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truthfulness. Colossians 3:11. Where there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all. John 8:29. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him. 1 Peter 1, verses 6 through 9, and verses 18 and 19. Verse 6. In which time you exult, though for a little while at present, if it must be, you have been made sorrowful by various trials, so that the proving of your faith, much more precious than of gold which perishes, though it is proved by fire, may be found unto praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, into whom, though not seeing him at present, yet believing, you exult with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Verse 18. Knowing that it was not with corruptible things, with silver or gold, that you were redeemed from your vain manner of life, handed down from your fathers, but with precious blood, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the blood of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:15. And he died for all, that those who live may no longer live to themselves, but to him who died for them and has been raised. Suggested reading. In John's Gospel, truthfulness denotes the divine reality becoming man's genuineness and sincerity, which are the opposite of the hypocrisy of the immoral Samaritan worshiper, for the true worship of God. The divine reality is Christ, who is the reality, as the reality of all the offerings of the Old Testament for the worship of God. This divine reality eventually becomes their genuineness and sincerity in which they worship God with the worship that he seeks. The burnt offering, which was wholly for God's satisfaction, typifies Christ as God's pleasure and satisfaction. When the Lord Jesus was on earth, he made God happy and satisfied him because he always did God's will and sought his glory. Therefore, he pleased God and satisfied him. The meal offering typifies Christ in his humanity as food for God and especially for those who have fellowship with God and serve him. In his humanity, Christ is our food and constant satisfaction. The meal offering was made of fine flour mingled with oil. The fine flour, with its evenness and fineness, typifies Christ's perfect humanity with its balance, evenness, and fineness. The four Gospels portray the fineness of the Lord's behavior in his human living. The oil mingled with the fine flour signifies the divine spirit. This mingling typifies the mingling of divinity with humanity in the Lord Jesus. The frankincense added to the meal offering signifies the fragrance of resurrection life. This is Christ typified by the meal offering. The mingling of humanity and divinity with the fragrant manifestation of resurrection life to be our daily nourishment and supply. The peace offering typifies Christ as the peacemaker. Because there can be no peace in the universe without Christ, we need him to be our peace offering. Christ has made peace through the blood of his cross. Now, as the fulfillment of the type of the peace offering, Christ is our peace, with God and with one another. Through him and in him, we have peace with God and man. In typology, the peace offering was food for God and the serving ones. Today, in reality, we with God may enjoy Christ as the sweet, satisfying peace offering. The sin offering is a type of Christ as the one who died on the cross to deal with the sinful nature of our fallen being. As the sin offering, Christ has dealt with the sin that dwells in us. This sin is actually the evil nature of Satan. Because we are sinful, even sin itself, we need Christ to be our sin offering. As the reality of the type of the sin offering, Christ, who did not know sin, was made sin on our behalf by God. In him, our sinful nature has been judged. Christ is also typified by the trespass offering. On the cross, Christ bore all our trespasses before God. He himself carried up our sins in his body onto the tree. As the sin offering, Christ was made sin for us, but as the trespass offering, he bore our sins. The wave offering typifies Christ as the resurrected one. The resurrected Christ is waving, that is, he is living. The drink offering typifies Christ as the one poured out as real wine before God for his satisfaction. In his death, Christ offered himself to God as the offering that fulfills all the types of the offerings.